sort of basis. As a human example, we're looking at a behavioural response to a testing with a relatively non-toxic sort of chemical. Here's our friend DCM, dichloromethane. Our humans then are sitting in a room and being exposed to 800 parts per million vapour of dichloromethane, and then they undergo various psychomotor performance tests, from tapping, two-plate tapping, through to the fully difficult pursuit rotor time on target tests. And as you can see, there is the odd test where, compared to the control, they get better. Steadiness seems to be one that they really get very good at, so they get very still. So that then is at the end of the spectrum. The dichloromethane's gone in, breathed in, been distributed, gone to the brain, and then it starts inducing some effects in the brain, and the only resulting positive effect seems to be that they've vegged out a bit. So that's why, though, we're quite confident in using dichloromethane in the lab, because steadiness is preserved, so we don't drop as much glassware.